Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, it is always your show. It has been for over 10 years. Your lived experiences, your wisdom, your insights, your takes on the topic of the day impact your fellow Take-Two family member who are listening to the program. So we're going to put a topic out there. Debbie and I will share a little bit about it from our personal experience. And then on this Friday, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, we invite you to take the show and run with it and make it another impactful broadcast. Right, Deb?
Oh, I love this day. Right after Take-Two, I'm headed to Mass. I love the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart. I think I've shared this many times. In my home office studio, I have a gigantic picture image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that was in my childhood home in New Jersey, right in the hallway. And I remember it since I was a little kid. And when my mom passed away, that was the first thing that I grabbed. And I said, oh, that's coming with me. And So I love this feast day. It's so beautiful. Please, if you can get to Mass, get to adoration, spend time with Jesus and really fall in love with his most sacred heart. And remember, the Immaculate Heart of Mary is tomorrow, right? And so you have these beautiful feasts, and maybe you can bring the twin hearts into your home and display the image and really make the family devoted to the twin hearts. But Jerry, we are talking of a different topic today, but I do have to say this because I'm just bursting with gratitude and excitement and just thrilled because it's still so fresh in my mind because Marty and I got home very late last night from the Catholic Media Association Awards Banquet that was in Phoenix, Arizona this year. They travel all around the country. And of course, that's the association that presents the Gabriel Awards in media. And Spirit World made it to the finals of the awards, and we won first place last night. And
congratulations.
Thank you. So I do have a trophy. I don't have it with me. It's actually still boxed up, and I should have brought it on set, but I'll bring it on set tomorrow for the Spirit World because it was just such an amazing experience. And I just want to thank Guadalupe Radio Network for producing the Spirit World. I want to thank EWTN for airing it globally because it's making a difference. And the episode was Praying for the Dead. And I got to talk a little bit about it when I received the award about praying for the souls in purgatory. And a lot of folks afterwards came up to me and said, thank you so much for really informing us of what we need to do as faithful Catholics to pray for our loved ones that are deceased. And so that kind of leads me into, Jerry, nice segue. We pray for those, our family members and friends that have left and to meet the Lord, right? But then we have family here living with us, right? We have family here all around us, family, friends. And the question we're asking, and this came in from a listener of Take Two, they were actually a little bit embarrassed to ask this question, that sometimes they are embarrassed about their family. Their family kind of, makes them nervous. And when they go out with their family, they're either too loud or they could be obnoxious, or they say something rude, or maybe they say something against the faith. And the question we're asking today is, are you ever embarrassed by your family? Now, you don't want to out your family, right? And call in and say, hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is my family names, right? You don't want to do that because that would make it even worse for you to live in your family. But could you call in and give us like your confirmation name or a name that you wish your parents had called you, and just talk about, do you ever have those times where you just are thinking, this family really makes me nervous or embarrasses me?
Well, if that describes you at any moment of your life, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I can certainly share a moment in my life. It was many, many years ago. I was in high school, and I had I've shared on the show before that I was born with club feet, and I had some surgery and wore braces and so forth as a young child. And then my mother, we were thinking, there could be a procedure to even correct my feet a little bit more. So we went to Seattle. We lived on the Washington coast, but we drove to Seattle. And the UCLA Bruins men's basketball team was in town to play the Washington Huskies. And two of the stars of UCLA, my mother and I went out to breakfast, and they're two big stars. stars, Marcus Johnson and Richard Washington, were in the same restaurant. And I said, Mom, look over there. And I told her who it was. And she goes, oh, good. She got up and ran over to him and goes, oh, this is my son. And Jerry, come on over here. And I'm going, Mom, oh, Mom, please. But, you know, she was a proud mom. So, yeah. You know, I was probably, you know, shouldn't have been embarrassed by that. But, you know, that was a moment in my life. So maybe someone who's listening right now has had a similar moment with a family member that where you have been kind of put on the spot or felt uncomfortable or a little bit embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I have a story to share as well. And the phone lines are starting to light up. We have Ace on the phones. Thank you, Ace, for answering phones. Pedro's on social media. Jerry, if we can wave to everybody on social media because the chats are going. Tell us if your family ever embarrasses you. We have Michael at the controls as our wonderful producer. So Michael's doing a great job. And the question is, do you ever get embarrassed by your family? Does your family sometimes make you nervous to be around? Do they do something in public that you feel very uncomfortable? Maybe you get into, you know, heated political discussions and it just gets, you know, really difficult and other people are listening and you get embarrassed by that. I can tell you this, Jerry. When I was in high school, and I think a lot of people can relate to this. Come on, we got to fess up now, Take Two family. Okay, when I was in high school, I used to get embarrassed by my mom. And because my mom would drop me off at school and, you know, I wanted to be like a cool kid. I didn't want to look like I was getting dropped off at school by my mom, even though everybody else was, right? And so I used to ask my mom to pull down the street a little and let me out of the car. And so that I could just walk to school like I was like some cool kid, right? And I would say, Mom, please, it embarrasses me. And then my mom, Connie, God love her, she decided to turn the tables on me one day. And she showed up. She was driving me to school, and she stopped the car midway towards school. So I had to walk quite a ways to get to school. And she said, get out. And I said, what do you mean get out? She goes, get out. If I embarrass you, then I don't feel like driving you anymore. And she kicked me out of the car. And I never did that again because I didn't want to walk that far to school. Yeah. There you go.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Yeah. What about you, Take Two Family? This is your show. You got to take it, run with it, and let's end the week with a very robust and impactful conversation. Has your family ever embarrassed you, made you feel uncomfortable, a little bit awkward? How did you act in that situation? Maybe it was you who made somebody feel a little bit embarrassed. This is just kind of one of those shows where we all just kind of fess up and talk about reality and truth. 833-288-3986.
On this beautiful Friday, the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, just a wonderful time that we can spend with each other on the Take Two family. We love these opportunities, this wonderful worldwide platform. Thank you to EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network to reach souls all across the world with the topics that we share. And I know this may sound like, wow, this is a kind of an odd topic. Why would we be embarrassed by our families? Well, you'll see how it weaves into our spirituality. And this was suggested by one of our listeners, and we do like to honor that when you make suggestions. So we're asking the question, have you ever felt embarrassed? Maybe you did in the past when you were a kid, like when I was in high school or when Jerry was talking about how his mom embarrassed him. But then, you know, your parents, they go on to meet the Lord. They die, right? And then you're like, wow, I wish they were here. You know, I wish they were still embarrassing me. You know, I want my, you know, I'd like one more funny gesture from my parents, or, you know, one silly public hug from my mom. I would love that one more time, you know. So maybe that's happened to you and you've changed the way you think about being embarrassed by your families, or maybe your family still embarrasses you. Let's talk about it. Don't get started with your weekend yet, guys. We need your help, so we need you to fill those phone lines. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, and here is the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And you can use another name so you can protect the innocent, okay? Jerry, but before we start talking more about how families can be embarrassing at times, we just wanted to share with our listeners about, we're asking another question. Do you Roku? Roku allows you to instantly stream EWTN to your TV. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and the Roku player. For more information, visit EWTN.com/Roku. By the way, I have Roku. I love it. I'm like addicted to it. Do you have Roku?
I do not. You know, I watch very little television anymore. I just don't really have time for it now that I'm back in seminary and priestly formation.
That's right.
Yeah, the folks in charge of our formation keep us pretty busy.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question. We're talking about your mom, right? Now, I remember you telling me, you know, stories about your mom, Dorothy, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember she seemed like a mom that was very proud of her children.
So
Yes. So she went out there and probably would say anything or do anything just to brag about her kids.
Yeah, she would. And, you know, I don't know what it is. Why is it that when we're a young age, I guess it's just you want to come of age, you want to mature, you want to be your own person. And then you've got, you know, a mother or a dad or somebody, you know, who's out there singing your praises. And, you know, you get a little bit embarrassed by that. I guess that's just pretty natural. But like you said, you know, those people pass on. And, you know, I'd love to have my mother around right now just like you said, one more little embarrassing moment to mm-hmm. be able to give her a hug and a kiss, you know. So
if your mom was with us right now, what would she say about you being in formation for the priesthood?
Well, when I told her about 30 plus years ago that I was going to be a seminarian for the first time back from 1989 to 95, she just broke down weeping immediately. Because she was very, very proud that her brother, as I've shared on the show, was a priest. He was a Redemptorist missionary at the time, and she really saw me following in his footsteps. And it was definitely, she saw, you know, kind of a connection or a continuation of his ministry and what would have been my ministry back then. I took about a year out of formation, turned into 28 years because I got involved in this thing called Catholic Radio. And now I am back doing that. So my mother, if she was alive today, she'd be very, very proud. She would be shedding some more tears, I'm sure.
Aw, I love that. Okay, Jerry, well, we've got some Take Two family members ready to tell some embarrassing stories. So what part of the country or world do you want to head to?
Well, I'll give the number again because we have a couple open phone lines, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. This doesn't have to be a mean or a cruel thing that you're doing today. If you wanted to share how maybe a member of your family embarrassed you at one point or another in the history of your family, maybe you all showed up for a get-together and one of your family had this really, you know, ugly shirt on or something, or maybe at a wedding reception somebody had a little bit too much champagne, you know. It could be anything
before.
Like that. So we are going to go to one of my favorite places, actually, the Pacific Northwest. Joy is listening in Oregon today on Mercy Radio. Hi, Joy, welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Okay,
how you doing?
So I'm not outing a family member. I'm confessing on something I did to a family member.
Okay.
So hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We were having a pretty large family gathering at my sister's house, and outside tables were set up, and my nephew, who loved his childhood, he was helping, and we were sitting at the table, a group of us, and he was setting up the umbrella, and he was in one of those those t-shirts that don't have arms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he raised up his arm, and it was the first, I mean, it was just like, he has armpit hair now. And I just went, Chris, you have armpit hair now. I mean, it was like, and it was just like, he was just a child, and then all of a sudden he's hit puberty, and blurted it out, and he was just like mortally embarrassed because there was a younger woman that was there that he thought, you know, he had eyes on or something, and I just totally embarrassed. It's just been a family joke since then.
But Joy, you were so innocent when you said that. You didn't mean anything, right? Yeah.
I did, but he was mortal. He was so embarrassed, you know, because, you know, how boys are in 1988, you know.
Oh.
It was just sort of humorous, but anyhow.
Yeah, so, well, no,
I,
you...
I,
you were just pointing out, you know, a stage in his life, you know.
Right, in a way, growing up.
In a way, it was almost a congratulations, like, you know, you're getting older, you're maturing, you're becoming a fine young man.
Yeah.
I wish he would have seen it like that, but he was
Has he ever forgiven you, Joy?
Oh, yeah, he's forgiven me. Yeah, he's
forgiven
me for that.
Good.
But he's never worn a sleeveless T-shirt again.
Right.
So, anyhow. Great. And Jerry, I have to say that I congratulate you for going into the priesthood. And I pray for my atheist son to be awake and maybe possibly in the future be awake to that.
Oh, thank you so much, Joy. I'll take your prayers if you would be so kind on behalf of not only myself but all seminarians who are taking this journey right now.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joy. Thank you.
Bye.
That was a cute story. I love that. Okay, so I guess we're telling family embarrassing stories today on Take Two. I love this. So if you have a story you want to share, you can leave the names. You can remove the names so we can protect everybody. But let's have a really great discussion on this because we can learn and grow together as the Take Two family and get to know each other better. So don't get started with your weekend yet. I'm going to keep saying that until all phone lines are lit up. Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I just thought of another embarrassing story. It made me think of when Joy was telling her story. I'll share that a little bit later. But Jerry, we're going to Florida. Liz in Tallahassee, Florida, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Liz. Welcome. Hey, Liz, are you with us?
Hello, Liz. Oh, she's got something that ought to be pretty funny to share, but we'll have our call screener check back with her in a moment. Maybe you can share that one that you were just talking about.
So Joy made me think of this. I shared this a couple years ago, but it is just the funniest story, and I totally embarrassed my oldest son, and I... It's amazing. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. We decided to hold a surprise party for him, a birthday party, a surprise party. And he was only like 10 years old. And everybody, you know, at that time, everybody was trying to come up with these unique birthday parties, you know, to outdo each other as, you know, as other, you know, families were raising their kids. And so I thought, this is great. I'm going to do a surprise party for my 10-year-old boy. And so I packed this entertainment place where we live, where, you know, they have all the video arcade games and all that kind of stuff, Jerry. Mm-hmm. And it was packed with all of his friends. And I invited all the parents. Okay. So this place was filled with friends and family members. And then we hid upstairs of this place. They had a two-story. We hid upstairs and we had my son walk up the stairs with his dad, you know, and then we yelled, surprise, right? And I thought, this is going to be great. We had the cameras going and everything. And so my son comes marching up the stairs and he's only 10 years old. So picture this, folks. And he's coming up the stairs. And as soon as he hits the top stair, we all scream, surprise. And he fell backwards down the stairs.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He got so scared. He fell backwards. And then when he tumbled, thank goodness his dad was behind him a couple stairs down, and he hit into his dad. And when he finally dusted himself off and he was just so embarrassed, he walked up to me, he goes, thanks a lot, Mom. He goes, that was the worst surprise ever. I felt terrible.
Wow.
That didn't go well.
Yeah. Well, and those moments are not planned. They're not scripted. They just come along and happen spontaneously in life. And we're asking you, the Take Two family today, have you had an embarrassing moment with a family member, a friend maybe? We're talking mainly about family, but we can talk about friends as well. If you've been embarrassed by somebody, again, this is not you know, take it out on somebody day on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's just kind of reminiscing and all of us having a little bit of a laugh. Again, you can leave out whatever details you want, but get on that phone and join us. About two lines are open, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we do have Liz. Liz is back with us in Tallahassee, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. So let's go. There we go. Hi, Liz. Welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up as loudly as you can so we can hear your story.
All right. Yes. Doesn't it depend on the age of the person, whether it be a child, teen, or adult?
Mm-hmm. For it to be, go ahead. Go ahead, Liz.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go right ahead.
Oh, great. Anyways, my story is when we were teenagers and we were in church service and the pastor was giving the sermon, one of our friends farted really loud. And needless to say, I don't think he ate Sunday chicken for dinner that afternoon. But as right. I was saying, doesn't it depend on the age of the person, whether it be a child, teen, or adult?
Yeah, it can. Yeah. So how old was this person that you're talking about?
He was 10 years old.
10 years old. Okay.
Oh, he was young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Doing what a lot of 10-year-olds do, I guess.
You know, Liz, it's very interesting you're bringing up things that happen at church. When I was a liturgy coordinator at church, we used to see a lot of things at church with family dynamics when families would come in and they would be at a church service for quite some time, or they had to do something before Mass started and they would be there early and the kids were running around and things like that. And it's so interesting to me, Liz, I have to tell you this, that kids naturally feel very at home and relaxed on sacred ground. They just feel like they can just be, and they just act like kids, and I used to see that all the time. And honestly, Liz, it's so funny when you're bringing this up. And Jerry, we used to actually go to the pastor. Some of us as staff members would go to the pastor and we would say, Father, can't we control some of these families? You know, the kids are running up and down the aisles and things like that. And he said, let them just be kids. Let them just be. They're in the house of God. And as long as they're not doing anything, you know, majorly disrespectful to our Lord or any of the images or the statues, you know, let them just be children. And it's so interesting that you're bringing this up, Liz, because anytime somebody gives me a story or tells me of a situation that happens with families in church, I think back, I go back to when our pastor said, just let them be and let them be kids, because God sees everything. Right, Jerry?
That's right. Liz, thank you for sharing that with us. Appreciate you calling back when we had you at one point and then you dropped off. But thanks for calling back and getting on the program today.
Yes.
From Tallahassee. We appreciate that so very, very much. And Debbie, we appreciate the network that Liz is calling in on, the network of stations, and that's Guadalupe Radio Network. And they air EWTN programming, among other things, some local shows as well. But they've got a very exciting a date coming up, Debbie, this summer at Guadalupe.
July 19th, and we're going to be in Plano, Texas for the 25th anniversary of Guadalupe Radio Network, and Jerry will be there, I will be there, Adam Bly's coming in, Monsignor Charles Pope, Father Chris Aylar, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, Julie Carrick, Matt Marr is doing the concert. Pretty amazing. And we have video presentations by Father Cedric Pazania and Father Sam Medley, and it goes on and on. I mean, just a list. I probably have forgotten some. Wait, I have the flyer right here. Let me pull the flyer. So I think I got, Father Chris Aylar, I said that. Monsignor Charles Pope. Yeah, and this nice young seminarian, Jerry Usher.
Should be a great event. We're looking forward to that. Congratulations in advance to Guadalupe Radio Network, and may God give you 25 more years and then 25 more after that and just keep on going. Erica in Indiana, we will get it to you in just a moment. Janine in Pensacola, Florida, you will be on the program as well. And if you've had a moment when you were embarrassed by your family, 833-288-3986. Thank you for tuning in today to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you're making it another wonderful broadcast, the Take Two family, because That's how we roll here. We put a topic out there for the day, and then you share your wisdom, insights, lived experiences, and you're doing a great job of that today. A little bit of levity. We do this once in a while, especially on Fridays as we head into weekends. Today is the great feast of the Sacred Heart, of course, so we honor that beautiful heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that beats for us with great love, was pierced on the cross. And so let us get to Mass if we can today, maybe pray a special chaplet of Divine Mercy or a special rosary in honor of that. And we're talking today about moments in our lives when maybe a sibling, a parent, a child, someone in our family, an extended family maybe, has done something that was a little embarrassing to you. And we had a lot of takes coming in already, and we have room for you if you'd like to share one at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we will go to Newburgh, Indiana, and Erica listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Erica. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. Go right ahead.
So I have two stories. If you only do one, that's just fine, but I'll try to keep them brief. It was not me that I was embarrassed. I was embarrassing other people because of my actions. So it was about 15 years ago or so, my husband and our two young children, probably around the ages of 8 and 11, we were on a commercial airline flight to go on vacation. And I had a new iPad. I had never had an iPad before. New to technology. I plugged in my headphones, you know, into the port, and I start to play my movie. But I'm noticing, like, I can't hear this movie very well. So I'm turning the volume up and nothing's getting louder, and I turn it, so it's up as loud as it can go, and I just don't know why I can't hear this movie. And my sons are sitting behind me, and they're saying, "Mom, Mom," and I'm looking at them like, "Leave me alone," and they keep saying, "Mom, Mom," and I turn around and I said, "What?" And they said, "Your headphones aren't plugged in all the way to the port. Everybody can hear your movie." And they to this day say, "I will never forget your face when you turned around and said, what?"
Well, okay. So I have to jump in and tell you this to make you feel better, Erica. Okay. So I was on a flight. I was on a flight with a gentleman. The same exact thing happened. He did not have his headphones, I guess, connected properly. And the movie was playing for the whole entire plane. Okay. And get this, Erica, he wouldn't look around and look up. And we were trying to get his attention. And we were listening to this movie the whole time. And so at the end, he said, "Was something, you know, was something going on? Like, what was all this commotion about?" Because we were all talking about him, and I said, "Well, sir, we could hear your movie," and he goes, "Well, I hope you all enjoyed it."
Yeah, I've never made that same mistake twice.
Right.
So, yeah, that was embarrassing. So I'm glad I never saw those people again besides my children, of course, and my husband.
Right.
Forgiving me.
You don't want to be going back on that same airline where they go, "Oh, you're the lady that did that."
Right. We need to talk to you about your headphone capabilities. Maybe you shouldn't have them. And then my second very short one, when I was a young child, my grandmother would take me shopping. And my grandmother was very young looking for her age. So she was like maybe in her 50s, but very young looking, aged tremendously well. And so she has me at the store. It was Lazarus at the time, all those years ago. And we go to the checkout counter, and the clerk says to me, she says, "Oh, it sure is nice of your mom to buy you all of these clothes." And I said, "Oh, she's not my mom. She's my grandma." I was like 12 years old. And then when we left the store, my grandmother said, "Honey, you don't need to tell people that I'm your grandmother. They can just think I'm your mom." I was like, yes, I understand. I didn't understand it back then, but now as being her age, now that she wasn't, I understand. I was like, we don't need to tell people that. So I embarrassed her, and I embarrassed my family.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you notice she didn't jump in and tell everybody she's your grandmother, not your mom.
No.
she was probably enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yes, yes. We women tend to enjoy people thinking that we're younger than what we really are.
Right.
That's too funny. You've got me thinking of all these great stories. My late mom, Connie, she was amazing, had a great sense of humor. She loved Jerry so very much. She used to always say that nice fella. She used to say, how's that nice fella doing? And my mother was hilarious, Erica. She was in assisted living, and my dad had passed away 10 years earlier. And my mom used to get such a kick out of my husband coming to have breakfast with her pretty much every morning. And my husband's kind of a good-looking guy. And so one day I walked in, and I said, Mom, are you acting like Marty's your boyfriend? Because everybody's thinking that you're meeting this guy every morning for breakfast. And she goes, oh, it's so lovely. They all think I got this young friend that comes over. It's her son-in-law. It's hilarious. You know what I love about our seniors that age so beautifully, like your grandmother, Erica, and just, I love their sense of humor. I love their style. They are so classy, and they just want to just be accepted and have fun. I think it's beautiful. But Erica, the precious stories you have.
Thank you. I'm glad you all enjoyed them.
We did.
Yes,
very much. Yeah. Thank you, Erica, God bless you. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. All right, we're going to go to Janine next, Pensacola, Florida, listening on Sirius XM Channel 130. Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
I have a funny story from, and it was embarrassing at the time. It was 1979. I was 17. And I had a nice golden tan going on, and I had a pretty new dress. Mm-hmm. We were in church, and there was a few others in church that were close to my age. And so I was wearing a half slip underneath my dress.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we were going up for communion, I got about halfway up the aisle when my slip completely fell down.
Oh, no.
And I was so embarrassed, I didn't want anyone to see. So I took my foot, and I just moved it underneath the pew that I was next to and kept going, hoping like it didn't happen.
Oh, that's like a runway move, Janine. You know, like what the models do when they have a fashion malfunction, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
When I told my family after church, they said, "What are you going back in for?" I said, "My slip." They made this funny look, like, "What is talking about?" When I told them, they thought it was a gas.
And they said, "We'll meet you. We'll meet you in the car. We're not going back with you to go retrieve that." Okay. Oh my goodness. But you know, you guys got me thinking of all these things. I always think about, do you ever watch those runway shows, those fashion runway shows where, I mean, sometimes they do have a lot of problems with the clothes they're wearing, and the models just seem like to breeze through. They just know how to do anything, even fall gracefully. Have you ever seen a model fall and then they get up and it's like no big deal?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is funny. I guess it's part of being incognito.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Well, thanks
good
for
stuff,
sharing with us. That was a good one.
Thanks, Janine.
Yeah. That was
good. Okay.
Thank you. God we bless. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob's up next in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Jerry, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Jacob. Welcome.
Hey, you two. First-time callers. Hopefully you're having a good laugh today.
We are,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'm in my 30s now, but hearing these stories made me think back to when I was in second grade, and I was practicing to be a magician.
Mm.
So I was reading all about sleight of hand and presentation, and I had a cape and a hat. And my family, my mom, she's got 10 brothers and sisters, and they were going to have a pig roast out in the countryside on my uncle's farm. So I thought this was going to be a great chance to try out my tricks for everybody. So everybody was sitting around, and I convinced my four-year-old sister that she would be like my assistant. So she came out in her tutu, and she had like her curly blonde hair, and she was wearing ballet slippers. And I just said, okay, go warm them up for me, because I didn't really know. You know, I thought this was going to legitimize my performance. So she stood in front of everybody, and she kind of froze. And then she bowed her head, like in prayer.
Aww.
And as she stood there, a bead of snot started to fall down, like in slow motion, from her nose.
Oh, no.
And it kept falling and falling until it got, I swear, past her knees. And then she just sucked it right back up. And everybody thought that was the best trick they'd ever seen. And I was sitting there, and afterwards, there was nothing I could do that was going to top that. So she stole the show, and my magician days were over.
Oh, your poor little sister. She sounds so cute. Does she still like you as a does she still like you as a brother?
Yeah, it took a while.
It took a while, yeah. That's so sweet. The innocence of a child. It's so beautiful when we celebrate that. And look, Jacob, how you remember it after all these years.
Well, she was. See, I was so. I thought it was so annoying, but she was just. She just was like a kid. She didn't even think twice, and she was so sweet. So I'll have to call her up today and tell her what a good trick she did.
Yeah, well, the shows are always archived at take2show.com or on EWTN's YouTube page or EWTN's website. So it might be fun, Jacob, to bring the memory back to her and give her a little bit of a laugh today, too, if you ever felt like doing that. The show is available.
I sure will.
Oh, Jacob, awesome. you thank you so much for just putting a smile on our faces and making us giggle a little. Call us again, okay?
Will do. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
God bless, Jacob.
Or, you know, if Jacob and his baby sister, is listening tonight, if they can't sleep, you know, this show encores tonight at midnight Eastern time. So yeah. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie encores at midnight if you can't sleep.
Yeah, there could be other reasons why you're up late at night as well. Maybe you work late at night or you're taking care of a loved one or something.
True.
So. It's just it's a great joy for us to have the show twice a day, live at noon Eastern, like you said, an encore at midnight Eastern time. We're talking today about, has your family ever embarrassed you?
Yes.
Debbie and I actually thought of another one that I could share if we have time, but we have other calls we're going to get to. So Colleen and Linda, hold on. And we have a line open that Jacob was on there, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-EWTN. 288-3986. Okay, oh. To Linda, we're going to go. Yeah.
Colleen just dropped. You can call back, Colleen. If you, we'll move you to the front of the line. Colleen just dropped. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Linda in Georgetown, Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Can you hear me?
How are you doing today? Just fine. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So this goes back to when my children were small. One time we're at church and we're praying. At the corner of my eye, I see some movement. I look. My daughter is making faces. My other daughter is making faces. I turn to see who they're making faces at, and it's their father. And that was a pretty common theme. And they grew up. They moved out of the house. And one of them came to church with us again, and guess what? It happened again.
It was
their MO. And I was so embarrassed. By the time they grew up, I thought it was kind of funny, but, you know, inappropriate. But, you know, anyway,
sure.
It warms my heart now to think of it because my husband passed away last year, so.
Oh.
I would give anything to have him make a face
of
my daughter in church.
Oh,
sure, yeah.
Aww. Linda, can we put your husband's first name in our book? We pray for the living and the deceased. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, his name is Mark.
Mark, we're so sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. It's been 10 months, so we're almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. But I thought about that and how. And he used to be, oh my gosh, he used to really get excited. I didn't know this until this is embarrassing for me because he would get me so upset about so many things on purpose. And I knew he was doing it on purpose. But what I didn't know until probably last year when my daughter said, Mom, he just winked at me when he said that.
Aww.
Was that... that was his love language. It took me 32 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Anyway, aww. I mean, I would give anything to have him back. But anyway,
I'm sure.
Well, maybe not anything. I do want to go to heaven.
Yeah, right. Well, you want to experience it again. Yeah, yeah. But you have your memories, and the memories are alive, and that's a beautiful thing.
I mean, honestly, they are. I know it's not always. I feel like I'm the voice of him these days, but I do miss him, and I do. They were beautiful memories, all of them.
Well, and Linda, I don't know if this will be helpful. Hopefully it will. But I was pondering this very thing not too long ago about, you know, losing a loved one and wishing you had just one more day with that person. And then it dawned on me, we will have that day with that person, a never-ending day. You know, so that one day that we wish we could have with them on earth would be awesome. It would be beautiful. It would be so joyful. We know that we can't have that ultimately, but there will be we will have that one more day. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I found assurance in that because, you know, I've lost my sister and, you know, parents and everybody and good friends. So hopefully that might put a little bit more peace in your heart, Linda. You said it's only been 10 months, so we're going to be praying hard for all of you.
Well, and I also have heard that, you know, it's our job to get each other to heaven. Mm-hmm. And so I just, every once in a while, when I get frustrated, I'll go, okay, it's your turn.
Yeah.
You're on me now.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I look forward to seeing him again. And I know, and I have a picture on my phone of him. He was waiting for us at an amusement park because he didn't want to go on the ride. And I have a picture of him from the line where he's just waiting. And that's to remind me that he's waiting.
Oh, how beautiful. Oh,
yeah, that is. Linda, you're precious. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. I'm sorry it wasn't as fun as the other
one. Oh, it was wonderful.
It was wonderful. Yeah, it was perfect.
Thank you, Linda. Very funny. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, good. Colleen did call us back listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Colleen. Glad you got back through. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
So this is going back many, many, many years ago. My kids are now in their 30s. But when they were probably 2, 3, and 4, my husband left our family. And I didn't have access to our bank. I had nothing. I had no money. I had a baby that was sick. My youngest child had cancer. So I went to my parents, and my parents told me that they would help me with my kids and raise my kids. But my mom had asked me, she said, just go out and try to get as much help as you can get. So I went, I can't even remember where it was, but I went to the social worker in this little town that I lived in. And I just did not care for her. She wasn't engaged, and she just... I ended up feeling like I already felt horrible that I was in the situation that I was in, and she was just not very useful. So I was driving over for the second appointment. I had my 3 kids in the car, and I'm complaining out loud. And I said, you know, I really don't want to do this, and I just don't like this woman. She's not a nice person. And I'm going on and on and on, just like complaining. So we get in there, we sit down, and I remember what the lady offered me. For myself and for my 3 kids, she gave me a $40 gift voucher to the grocery store. And I just kind of looked at her. So I took the gift card, and my daughter, who I think she was about 4, she said, Mommy, is this the lady you said that you don't like?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
There was, like, dead silence. And I looked at her. And I had to admit it. And I said, I'm sorry, but I don't find you very engaging. I don't think you have an interest in helping myself or my kids. And when I come in here, I end up feeling worse than I did before I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll never forget my daughter saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no filter, right?
No filter, right. But I was going to say, Colleen, you did really good at that, because I would have said to my child, I would have probably said, "Oh no, you misunderstand." No, I really like
somebody
this.
Else.
Yeah, it was somebody else you were talking about. Or Colleen, I probably would have turned to her and said, "I didn't like you before, but now I kind of like you now."
Yeah. I figured I didn't want to not tell the truth in front
right.
of my kids after they just heard it.
Right.
Do we have time for one other really quick story? Because I thought yeah. about it when Linda was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So my dad was 93, and he unfortunately passed away in November.
Mm-hmm.
And so my sisters and I were driving over to the hospice house. And I said to my sisters, I'm the nurse of the family, and my father has always told me that I'm a very kind person. But growing up, I'll be 60 this year. So when I was growing up, there was no such thing as dyslexia or learning disabilities, and I'm dyslexic. So my dad never understood ever why I process information differently than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving over, and I said, you know, I said, Dad has always told me I'm a nice person. And I said, but just once, I wish he would tell me that I was smart. I just once in my life. And it's just a pride thing. So we go in to see him, and he out of nowhere, like 2 hours after I had said this to my sisters, he took my hand and he said, Colleen, you may have never known the encyclopedia, but you're a kind person. And then he passed like a day and a half later. So I just thought to myself, that, you know, I'm going to have to take the compliment and be happy with that.
But oh, my goodness.
Sisters were killing themselves.
Oh, well, you know, Colleen, at the end of the day, you probably got the better part of that, you know, because not all of us can be brainiacs, but some people are just not very kind. And for your dad to recognize that and affirm that in you again, I know you probably hold on to that as a cherished gift in spite of the little bit of the backhanded compliment. Hopefully you hold on to that yeah. as a beautiful gift.
Yeah. I do, because he was kind, so he didn't mean it. He just didn't understand
sure.
my learning disability.
Right.
Like,
right.
So, yeah. So, a definite compliment.
Oh, well, you're precious, Colleen. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. We really, really and truly appreciate it because you added to this wonderful episode of embarrassing stories with family members. So thank you. Jerry, before we go back to the phones, Beverly is up next. You know, talking about brainiacs, we had one on that we taped for Independence Day. So next Friday, a week from now, everybody's got to tune in. You've got to hear Bill Federer. He is a historian, amazing speaker and author, and he is going to walk us down, give us a real deep dive, a history lesson of our country and what we need to start paying attention to. And that man, we're all talking about it. He's brilliant. I don't know how he stores that much information in his brain, but he does. And so he's our guest a week of from today, and it's on Independence Day. Bill Federer will be our guest, and I just love it. I can't wait to share that broadcast with so many friends.
Yeah.
I love when people can store history like that.
Well, the marvel might not be how wonderful his brain is. I just think the marvel is, or not a marvel, but I think it's my brain, the deficiency of my brain is probably the real issue here. I'm not speaking for you, Debbie, of course, just for myself, but
yeah,
he does have a
just kidding.
Michael, watching on YouTube, mm-hmm. says, I once showed up to work an hour early because I forgot to put my clock ahead by an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought the security guard was going to have me arrested.
Oh, that's hilarious, Michael. Oh, my goodness. What are you doing here? Okay, where are we going next? You want to go to Minnesota?
Well, I don't know
oh,
if
we're
we
not
have
ready.
Time.
Do we have time? Oh, we don't have time, Beverly.
Yeah.
We're sorry. This hour goes so quickly. Beverly in Minnesota, sorry, we're not going to get to you today. Edna in Houston, Texas, you've got an embarrassing story. We're not going to get to you today. But, Jerry, we have Unscripted coming up.
Yeah.
You can tell your stories tomorrow. Edna and Beverly, call
Monday.
Back tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. tomorrow because I've got the
spirit another
world.
Show tomorrow.
I know,
yeah.
I know. Monday, call back Monday for Unscripted, and we'll move you to the front of the line, Edna and Beverly and the others. But yes, tomorrow is the spirit world, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're talking about Gnosticism and the New Age. And yes, I will bring the trophy. I've already got messages from you guys. I will bring the trophy as a prop. And I will hold it up on video for all to see because we did win the Gabriel Award and we're very excited.
Congratulations again. Please give Adam my warm congratulations to both of you. And it's well-deserved, I should say. You guys do a great job with that program there.
Thank you, Jerry.
I want to thank our producer, Michael McCall, for putting together the show with Bill Federer and producing this broadcast on a daily basis. Ace McKay has been our call screener today. Pedro Quiles is on social media. And so they always, you know, people might think that it's you and me, Deb, alone, but it takes an entire team to put this show together every day. So
I so agree. Okay, now you guys, the Take Two family, you did a great job showing up for this beautiful episode. Make sure you acknowledge that it is the most sacred heart of Jesus Day, beautiful day, and have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.